Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Miranda Sullivan, and we are outside here in Spring Hill, Tennessee, with the Fridays with Faith. I have my amazing mentor here. She's teaching me how the ins and outs of hosting the Blog Talk Radio show. And today we are welcoming Samira Brown, and she's the owner of All God's Children Early Learning Center in Nolensville, Tennessee. And I want to welcome her to the show. Before I do that real quick, I'm just going to go ahead and give you the number. If you have any questions for her, give us a call at 1-805-292-0349 and make sure to press 1 so that way that I know that you want to come in and ask her a question. And or you can just call in and listen at that number. So how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So tell me a little bit about your background and what got you started into working with kids and wanting to make a difference in their lives.
Well, a little bit about the background that I have. I am originally from Northern Virginia, and my family moved here when I was halfway through schooling to Dixon, Tennessee, and from there I finished my I graduated high school and moved on to college at Middle Tennessee State University, where I majored in education and minored in dance, and actually went on a dance scholarship to MTSU, and then from there I received my master's in administration and supervision. I come from an education background family. My mother was a teacher for over 30 years. My father worked for the correctional system in different entities as warden, as principal, as program director of programs there, inmate programs. And so come from a line of educators. Always loved education. I love kids. I love watching them grow and develop and actually being able to help and mold our future leaders. So that's a little bit about my educational background. I decided to open a preschool here in Nolensville. The need was there. We were the first actual out-of-home preschool here in Nolensville. There's a couple Mother's Day outs. Now we are actually one of two preschools here in Nolensville. But at the time, we were the only one that opened. And it's a faith-based center. We are a Christian non-denominational center, but we have families of all different faiths and cultures, as well as teachers, and we come together in love, and it's a safe place for kids to come. Kids have fun. They're smiling. We have awesome teachers and faculty here. Administrative staff are wonderful. My director, Sandra Duffield, is amazing, and so I'm just glad and honored to be here and serve and do what I can.
That is great. I've been to your center, and it is, the energy there is just so loving, and the kids, you know, they feel safe and they're having fun and they're learning, and it is the energy there and the love that you guys are given is just really, really awesome. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show. I'm just really amazed at what you're doing there. And I've been exposed to the town of Nolensville through an event that I had there before, and everybody was just very welcoming, and it really seemed like a family town, and there is a lot of kids there and a lot of families. It just seems like a really great place to grow up in. So
you having the
center there is just, I'm just really excited that you felt led to do that. Is there a particular reason why you felt you wanted to go with a spiritual type of academy?
Well, I've been grounded. I've done different missions. I grew up doing mission trips and missions with my family. That is something that's important to us as far as faith goes and our spirituality. And I've been to almost every state except for maybe two or three, and I've been to about four different countries. So in different entities and doing mission work and actually teaching. I taught in Africa as soon as I graduated my undergrad. I went and taught English in Africa, and I loved it. And I think combining that faith, that background, that foundation for kids to let them know that they are loved. We love them. They are loved. They are in a safe environment. That I really thought that was a need. And because I, growing up, had it, and I know what it did for me, and I know what it did for my siblings as well, and I grew up in that household, and I wanted kids to know that as well, and growing up, and I think it's good, you know, teach them in the way that they should go. When they grow old, they will never stray from it, so I really do think that is important. So that's kind of why I leaned that way. My grandmother had a very big influence on me in that way as well. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's one of the reasons that inspired me to write my children's book, and because I didn't seem to have a lot of those foundations. So there again, I just think it's awesome that you're doing that in Nolensville and you're bringing spirituality for the kids. Now, what would you say, other than that, the fact that it's actually a spiritual-based center, what else do you think makes you different from any other centers there in that area?
Well, other than being faith-based, we are center-based programs, so kids learn through play, and we have different centers. We're kind of different in a way that we do offer several enrichment programs here. We are brand new, just 1 year young as of February of this year. So we're 1 year and about 2 months here in the program. And I think what makes us different is that we are very family-oriented, in that we're not huge. We are licensed for 99 children, but we have about 92 kids here now, and we are very family-oriented in that we know everyone's name. We know every child. We know every parent, you know, even grandparents. So we have that home away from home, home away from home feel, which I think is very important and makes kids and families feel safe and welcomed. So we have that that nature about us, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. So can you expand a little bit more on the programs that you offer there in your curriculum?
Sure. We offer here for enrichment programs, we offer music and motion, which is no additional cost to parents, that incorporates puppets, music, dance, foreign language, Spanish, sign language. So that program incorporates all those wonderful skills. We also offer chapel, which is on Wednesday, which we combine our classrooms, our tods and twos come together, and then our preschool one and two and pre-K come together, and we do chapel. And we also, in the winter months, do Gymboree at no additional cost to parents as well. It's an indoor gym program that's based out of Franklin. And then we also do soccer shots. That is an additional fee, but it's a wonderful program, and we do fall soccer and then spring soccer, and it's like a 9-week program where they learn soccer skills, not so much competitive games, but actually the skill of soccer and using those gross motor skills, and working on teamwork and things like that. So that's just a few of the enrichment programs that we offer. Now, our curriculum that we use is BJU, and that is for our 3-year-olds, those who are 3 and up. 3, 4, and 5-year-olds actually use that curriculum. It is a faith-based curriculum, but it also works on different skill sets with math, with science, with language and reading. So that is the curriculum that we use here. And then
okay,
our younger
great.
Classrooms actually use creative play curriculum, and that is for our 2 and even 2-year-olds. They use a creative play curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And then is there anything that in particular that you have planned that you do with the babies?
With the babies?
With the little ones? Uh-huh.
With infants, in that classroom, they definitely explore outside when the weather is nice and go outside in their stroller, because it's really important for those kids to get – get that fresh air and get outside for as much as they can, even as an infant. We also work on still reading with them, reading books, starting sign language as young as about, you know, 9-10 months for baby sign language, so that because they can't use their words, it's important that they can, that when they can use their hands, that they can show you more or please or thank you or no or yes. They also, in that classroom, like I said, use look at colors and shapes and start recognizing color and knowing what colors are. So that's kind of what we do with our younger group.
Okay, great. That's great. That's awesome. And then, so have you had any stories that parents have shared with you or teachers that have shared with you about how you're making a difference there at the center in children's lives that you want to share?
Well, we have one little boy who he came from another preschool, and for whatever reason, it wasn't the right fit for him, and came to our preschool, and has really thrived here. It's just a good fit with the teacher, with the staff, with the administrative staff. We love them, and we just love that family, and I think it's really good when that happens. I'm going to let Sandra Duffield share her experience about what she's heard from families, the positive feedback.
Okay, sure.
Hi, this is Sandra. How are you doing, Miranda?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. What kind of information do you need from me? Or what would you like to hear from me?
I want to know what feedback is about how they like our center.
Oh, we have had amazing parents. They love our center because it's small, it's family-based. It seems that most of our families all know each other in this area, which is awesome because they'll see each other in the hall and they'll stop and shake hands and ask how things are going with a family member or someone that they know who's going through a situation. It just feels very close-knit and very just a family-oriented. It's an amazing place to be and an amazing opportunity to have to work with such amazing families who care about their children and care about our center and want to see it succeed. And of course, it being our first, you know, our first year, we've had a lot of support from our families, and they're, you know, they've given us a lot of feedback on things that they like, that they would like to change or they would like to add or you know, things like that. So they're amazing, and they could opt to go to other centers where they get, you know, it's fancy and brand new and those types of things, but they choose us because we are small and because we are so close-knit and it's personable.
Okay, great. Great, that sounds good. That sounds like Tamara's getting kind of busy there, huh?
She is. She is. It's an extremely busy place, and we have had, you know, when you run a preschool, there's a lot of stuff that goes on and happens throughout the day, and you can come in with a plan, but a lot of the plan, sometimes the plan doesn't work because with kids, nothing's ever going to be the same every day. I think that's why we enjoy this as much as we do, because it's not your typical go to the office and sit in front of a computer. You have a lot of fun, exciting things that happen throughout our day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey. That's one of the things I love about working with kids, too.
Hello, Miranda? I did it.
Yes. Samira?
Uh-oh, I think I lost her. Can you hear me?
No. No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know, I couldn't hear you. Okay, here we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Sorry, Sandra had to run, but I think that was good that she got to share. So I'm back here now. What was your question?
I just was saying that that's one of the things that I love about working with kids, too, is you just never know what's going to happen, what they're going to come up with, and how things are going to go. Yeah, they're,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're
just, yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Saying never a dull moment, pretty much. And
never a dull moment, definitely not.
So anyhow, and then What about up-and-coming events? What do you guys like to do as far as involving the public into what you guys are doing there at the center? Is there any specific events that you have?
Yeah, we actually, we are going to our next event. Well, we have different events here, but for instance, we have our PTA is actually going to sponsor the teacher appreciation this year, and it's amazing for teachers because they work so hard, and it's such a stressful job at times, but definitely rewarding. We're doing that here in-house. And then to the public on May 22nd, we are actually going to have our Spring Festival, and that is actually open to the public. It is free of charge, and it's from 6 to 8. That's a Friday, and our PTA is going to help with that as well. And it's bounce house, pony rides, petting zoo, food, games, and silent auctions. It is free to the public, like I said, and anything that is donated will go back to our center. So donations are accepted, but anything that's given is donated. It will be donated to our center. And so we encourage everybody to come out and join us, 2006 Johnson Industrial Boulevard in Nolensville, Tennessee, May 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. And so that's our next open to the public event that we're doing.
Okay, awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, like it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We had one in the fall, and we will have another one in the fall, but we are having this one for our spring, and it's going to be loads of fun.
Okay, awesome. So you have one, it's spring, and then you have one in the fall, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say as far as, like, making things easy for parents and that kind of thing? How does that work as far as, like, the school? Do you guys have school-age children there at all, and do they get bused in?
No, we don't. We do not. At this time we do not have school-age children. Maybe in the future when we've grown so fast that we really haven't had any, we don't have any room. So we are looking to in the future here coming in the next couple of months, hopefully to open up an infant center. So we will just have infants in that building. And that will make room, because currently we have 3 infant centers, and that will make room for our infants to come out and be in their own building, and then we will have room for older kids or more classrooms with toddlers up. So in the summertime we may do a school-age program, but definitely not during the school year. There's so many school-age programs around this area with the different schools, Nolensville Elementary, Sunset, that they have plenty of places to go. So, but mm-hmm. We are hopefully opening up an infant center soon, so because we have such a high demand for infants. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, I was reading that you have, like, a waiting list and that type of thing. Is that both on the infants and the older children?
Yeah, in infants, the waiting list until next year. And for our other classrooms, there is a small waiting list, and not quite that long, but all of our classrooms are currently full. Yep.
Okay, great. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you guys are making a really great impact there.
We hope so.
And tell us a little bit more about, do you have any other up-and-coming plans for that? Because it sounds like you got quite a bit of planning going on and for expansion. Do you have any expectations as far as when that might be going into play? Or
for expansion, we are looking around July for our infant center to open for expansion. So,
oh, wow.
This July.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. And again, I'm going to remind the callers, we're at 805-292-0349 if you have any questions to ask. And if you do have a question to ask other than just listening, make sure that you press 1. And is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to add to Myra?
No, I think we've covered most of it. I really appreciate the opportunity. We are excited to be here. And if they have any questions, they can visit our website at allgodschildrenearlylearningacademy.com. They can come in and call and schedule a tour. Our number is 615-776-3030, and we'd be glad to talk with them.
And okay,
it's a really
good.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Are you familiar at all with all your studies and everything of positive discipline that was written by Jane Nelson and Lynn Lott?
Well, I am not those specific authors, but definitely with positive discipline. We use a lot of that here. I've done some different studies through school and through trainings in regards to positive discipline.
Okay, great. Great. Well, we are going to talk about that and maybe end up having a parenting workshop there and that kind of thing. I know that we were interested in doing something like that, maybe something in the fall. I look forward to that.
Definitely. And, yes, we look forward.
And I know that you're really busy, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And
oh.
I'm going to go ahead and continue the show and talk a little bit about the respectful parenting solutions. That I have under my Positive Penny Foundation to help get out there and teach parent, you know, different parenting solutions. Because I know a lot of parents want to shift to from the way things used to be to how they can be now, and it's got a lot of really, really great tools that I never even thought of.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's very. Very good, very helpful for parents, not just first-time parents, but parents in general. So,
definitely.
We appreciate your time, Miranda. Thank you so much, and thank you. Like I said, it's an honor and a privilege to be on here, and we appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you soon, and you take care. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys, and have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening to about All God's Children Early Learning Center in Nolensville, Tennessee, with the owner Tamara Brown. Just what an amazing place to have your kids at. Like I said, I've been there, and the energy and the love that they have for those kids is just awesome. And they got their spring festival coming up May 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. That sounds like a lot of fun, and it's free. And I'd like to get in. I know she's real busy, so I wanted to let her off the phone. And we can get a little bit more into respectful parenting solutions. So I promised everybody that I would dedicate a little bit of time from the show to talking about what that is and how you get more information. And if there's anybody that's got questions about parenting that they can call in, or if they have comments, that kind of thing. So Respectful Parenting Solutions is a program that I've come up with through the Positive Penny Foundation. It's based upon positive discipline that is written by Jane Nelson and Lynn Lott and many other educators. It's an incredible, respectful program. The reason why I chose it is because I've been a nanny for over about 8 years, and I was kind of getting really tired of doing things the same way. The timeout wasn't working, and it just seemed like everything that I was doing wasn't working, and it didn't feel good, and I didn't feel like I was helping the kids move in any specific kind of direction. And anyhow, I have workshops that I do. And we are hoping at setting one up at All God's Children in Nolensville. And we will let you know when we do that. But otherwise, if you go to meetup.com and if you put in the words respectful parenting solutions, we have a meetup group that you can join, and you will be notified when we have the workshop. We do, one of the things I love doing is a parenting party where you can invite the parents in your neighborhood, you know, in your school that you connect with, and we'll have a party, and you'll get to have some of the experiences and demonstrations of the respectful parenting solutions and positive discipline and learn more about it. And the thing that I love about it is you actually get to be in the place of your child. You really get to learn about what it might be like in the situation of working with you as a parent and being that actual child. So when you get into the role of your child and some of the things that you may be doing, it helps you look at the situation in a whole different way. And one of the experiences that we have in the workshop that I was going to do today is talk about, you know, where our kids are right now and where we want them to go. So some of the challenges that you might have with a child are like kicking, crying, whining, not listening to you, back talking, not cleaning up after themselves. You know, you could probably have a list a mile long for the challenges that we have with our kids. And with respectful parenting solutions, we actually, it's mostly about helping build the attributes that many parents want in your child, like for them to be kind and nice, have good self-esteem, be happy, have good relationships. They're giving, they're loving, they're good self-starters. There again, you know, you could have probably a list a mile long. So every single experience that we have, you can see where you're taking that challenge of what the child might be doing and helping build towards those attributes that you want in your child. There was really not a lot of punishment in respectful parenting solutions because there usually is just problems. And it allows you to help teach your children about problem solving. It helps them to learn that there always is some type of solution to a problem. It helps you identify what the actual, because there's mistaken belief systems that a child may be thinking that they need to act in a specific way to get a specific kind of attention. So there is a program that we actually go through for you to learn, and there's actually a card that will show you, if I'm feeling this way and my child's doing this, what is the actual solution? And it gives you several different positive discipline actions to take. Because a lot of us, especially when we've grown up in a different kind of household, we have a tendency to automatically think about the way things used to be, and we kind of have to retrain our mind to what we want it to be. So it's a really, really great tool. And one of the others, there's several different tools like the wheel of choice, the positive timeout, decide what you're going to do and take action. So there's a lot of different tools, and you learn why those are good tools, and actually, you know, even getting to when you come to a workshop, actually get to go home. You'll learn stuff that you actually get to go home and use that next day. So it's very informative. It's very respectful. It's about learning to respect our children, and not from a fierce point of view, but from a respectful point of view, because we're helping them learn, we're helping them grow, we're being supportive, we're listening to them, we're hearing them the best we can, we're taking some time out for them. A lot of really great, important, healthy habits that help creates a lot of good habits. Let's see here. So if anybody's got any questions, give me a call at 1-805-292-0349, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the program in the future, what we're wanting to do with Creative Family Living is really to create a family. We want to have information on here that helps people that are busy working and they have a family and they're trying to get out of their box and they want to learn different ways of parenting. They want to learn different ways of programs that are out there, places like All God's Children, Early Learning Center in Nolensville, not-for-profits that are out there, churches that are out there, authors that are out there. I have a friend, Robin Ruddy, who's going to be a guest on the show, and I will let you know what date she's going to be on the show, because I will be on here basically about once a month and hosting the show. And her book is called Coca Nuggets, The 10 Secrets to Success. It's a really great book. It's a parable about a tortoise that's in Confusion Island and he wants to get to Prosperity Island. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful written book that helps us realize that we're not alone, that all of us are going through struggles, and it gives us a lot of good ideas on what we might be able to do and how we can be persistent in going for our dreams. And it's written in a way that, you know, a child 8-10 years old can read it and have a lot of great understanding that they don't need to give up, and an adult can read it too. So it's a really, really great book. And then I want to have another friend of mine, Joel Atkins, and he's got some really great music for kids, as also as Robin does, and he's got a really great book for kids. And if you have anybody that you think would be a great guest for the show, you know, please let me know. Again, the phone number is 805-292-0349. And unless we have anybody calling in, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. So if you have any questions, let me know. And I want to thank you so much for listening to Creative Family Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm so grateful to be a guest of Fridays with Faith, Faith Fairhope. She's just an amazing woman. And you can reach me at positivepennymovement@gmail.com. That's positivepenny with an I, movement@gmail.com, if you got any questions or concerns, anything like that. And the website is www.positivepennywithanI.com. And the book, I mentioned that a little bit earlier, it will be out this fall. We're still working with the kids and getting ready to go to the recording studio because it's going to be a book that's to teach kids about self-care through spirituality, like self-esteem and social interaction, faith, a lot of the things that Tamara was talking about that I would love to have had when I was a kid. Perception, whether, you know, a positive or a negative perception of our world. And then in each book is going to have songs that go along with it. And it's got great animals in it, like Popper the Donkey and Angel the Cat. It's geared towards age 4 to about 10. And the kids just love it. It's already made a difference in children's lives because some of the children that are singing on the album, they have had some challenges with bullying and kids not treating them nice, and they're learning how to deal with it and not to take it on personally because of what they're learning through The Adventures of Positive Penny. The first book is called Trust What You Know, and the songs, and it's helping them feel upbeat, and it's just really great that it's making a difference in children's lives. And that's what I want the show to be about, is to touch the hearts of the parents and to help make a difference in children's lives. So I want to thank you much for joining us today on Friday, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.